Hi guys, I'm Phoenix Gray, creator of Lewd Dungeon Adventures, and today I'm going to go into detail about how Lewd Dungeon Adventures is played. This is a guide for those who have never played the game before, so if that's you, sit back and enjoy. In Lewd Dungeon Adventures, you'll take on one of two roles. The deity, which is akin to the game master in standard tabletop role-playing games, or the hero, which is the player. If there are multiple players, one person will be the deity and everybody else will be heroes. I'm going to start by explaining what the deity is and what they do. Then I'll move on and explain the hero's role, including how to create a character. I like to think of the deity as a little invisible fairy that follows the hero around on their adventure, similar to Navi in The Legend of Zelda. In fact, in Rise of the Cummancer, the novel series I'm writing right now, based on Lewd Dungeon Adventures, the deity appears to the hero as a penis with wings and only takes a human form when sex magic is present that requires the deity to participate in an intimate act with the hero. The deity's job is to inform the hero when sex magic is present, interact with the hero to perform sex magic, and generally help the hero along if they get lost or confused. However, the deity cannot fight, solve puzzles, or directly tell the hero what to do next unless it's specified in the campaign book. You can think of the deity as a low-functioning NPC that pretty much just pops up when needed and isn't generally around otherwise. In the real world, the deity runs the adventure. This requires preparing for the game, reading the box text in the campaign books to the hero where it is indicated, and helping to navigate them through each adventure by giving them descriptions of what's around them and role-playing the various characters and monsters in Lewd Dungeon Adventures. I recommend that the deity read the entire adventure before the game session begins. This will prepare them for what's to come and will make the game run a lot more smoothly than taking it a piece at a time. As a deity myself, I always allow an hour before a game session begins to read over all material. While many of the NPCs and monsters in the adventures have their own assigned gender, this is the gender that's written into the book. If there's any sexual roleplay involved with the character, such as special scenarios or monster seduction, the deity will roleplay that monster or NPC as their own gender. Everything in Lewd Dungeon Adventures can be modified to accommodate for your gender pairing with your hero. In lesbian couples, a toy such as a fieldo may be necessary to perform the various positions. When playing through Lewd Dungeon Adventures, your hero will frequently run across situations where they must roll a die to determine the outcome. In Lewd Dungeon Adventures, we call these proficiency skills. They are rolled with a d6 and follow the following difficulty. Very easy, you roll 2 or higher for success. This difficulty is for things you want the hero to be able to easily accomplish, such as finding an item necessary to move the story along. Easy, roll 3 or higher for success. This roll would be for something you'd like the hero to accomplish, such as finding a cool piece of loot, but isn't exactly necessary to move the story along. Normal, roll 4 or higher for success. This is something you would assign if you want the hero to have an average chance of success. I typically use it for something that most people would have a 50-50 chance of succeeding at. Hard. Roll 5 or higher for success. This roll is for things that would be difficult to accomplish, such as jumping across a long fissure in the ground or scaling a wall without many handholds. Very hard. Roll a 6. This roll would be for things that you really don't want the hero to succeed at, such as finding a path obscured by foliage. It would take some really good luck for them to pass this roll. Most of the time it's spelled out in the adventures when proficiency rolls need to be made. However, once players get used to you asking for them, they may preemptively ask if they can make rolls, such as to search a room. Or they may come up with a creative solution for a problem in the adventure that's not listed that you might want to go ahead and let them try for. As a general rule of thumb, always let them roll if they want to, and assign the difficulty you deem most appropriate for the act they're trying to perform. I've tried my best to make Lewd Dungeon Adventures easy for the deity to run by providing monster stat blocks where they appear. Running monsters in the game is fairly simple. For combat, the monster must first make a d6 roll to see if they hit the hero with their chosen weapon or spell. The default roll to hit for all heroes is 4, so the monster would have to roll a 4 or higher to hit the hero. If the attack hits, the monster will next roll for damage. Each weapon and spell in Lewd Dungeon Adventures has its own amount of damage it does, which typically involves rolling a d4, d6, or d8. Very few monsters roll die higher than that, but they do appear from time to time. When running a boss creature, combat is typically spelled out in the adventure. That is, what you should attack with, when, and how many times the creature can use its spells, and in what order it will use them. For regular monsters, there's a lot less direction, but as a general rule of thumb, if the hero is fighting an enemy with a sword or some other melee weapon, that creature should also be using a close-ranged attack. If the hero is fighting at range, the creature should also be using ranged attacks. Some enemies can only be attacked with magic or certain weapon types. The hero may sacrifice any item in their inventory for 1d10 damage of the type they need to an enemy. They do not need to roll to hit. The hit is guaranteed. Alternatively, they can perform a sex act of the deity's choosing in exchange for temporary power. For the remainder of the combat, they will roll 1d6 damage of the type they need against the enemy. They will still need to roll the hit every time. This will remain in effect until combat ends with that enemy, whether by success or death. The hero can perform this trade with their deity for as long as it takes to defeat the enemy. There are three main situations in which the deity will need to engage with the hero in intimate actions. The most common of these is hero deaths. Lewd Dungeon Adventures is designed to be somewhat difficult, with the hero's death occurring regularly. In a typical game, the hero will die between 3 to 5 times. However, I have played through some adventures where the hero has died much more frequently, or maybe even just once. But I've never played an adventure where the hero hasn't died at all. Heroes in Lewd Dungeon Adventures are immortal. When they die, the deity flips to the back of the book, and the hero will roll a d6 and match the number with a chart at the back of the adventure called Sex Acts for Hero Deaths. Whatever number they roll will correspond to the act that needs to be performed to revive them. This can be a variety of different things, but the act will be carried out between the deity and the hero, typically to the deity's satisfaction unless specified otherwise. Once the act is complete, the hero will revive with full health. The second situation where the deity and hero will engage in intimacy are special scenarios. These typically occur when a hero encounters a locked door or chest, or they need to gain an item or information from an NPC. These acts all have their own set of rules and can range from something as innocent as giving a sensual massage to as kinky as BDSM. It really just depends on the adventure. The third situation is NPC seduction. This game mechanic is totally optional and was really just added for those who want even more sexy times in their game session. Each NPC that can be seduced has its own sex style detailed on its stat card. Unlike special scenarios, which require specific sex acts to be performed, sex styles are guidelines to be followed for roleplaying each NPC and monster through a sexual situation. Sex with the NPC should be carried out befitting their matching sex style. Heroes will never be able to force an NPC to do something they don't want to do. Unless a different negative consequence is assigned to an enemy for being seduced, as outlined in the campaign, seducing an enemy creates an effect called exhaustion. Exhaustion reduces the enemy's health points by 1 and causes them to only inflict half damage rounded up on their first attack that hits and would cause the hero to lose health. All of the rules I've just covered are for the XXX version of the game. If you're playing the drinking version of the game, every time a hero dies, they will revive by taking 3 sips of an alcoholic beverage of their choice or a 1-ounce shot of liquor or liqueur. For the base version of the game, they will roll a d6 from a chart at the back of the adventure called Base Acts for Hero Deaths. In the base game, sexy special scenarios are typically swapped out for simple die rolls akin to most tabletop RPGs. In the drinking version, the hero will typically be required to either play a drinking game or drink a certain amount or type of alcohol. Many of the adventures include recipes for mixed drinks. If you do not have the correct type of alcohol in hand, whatever is required can be swapped out for whatever you do have available. Do not let not having the correct type keep you from playing. As far as loot in the game goes, items on enemies are typically soulbound. That means the hero can't yoink a club off a goblin they just defeated. Only items marked in the adventure's loot can be claimed as loot. There's no monetary system in Lewd Dungeon Adventures. Everything is based on a barter system, so if the hero sees something they want, they will typically have to negotiate for it, either trading sexual acts or items to get what they want. Typically, the best loot is acquired at the end of an adventure, when the hero will usually get to select a reward from a short list of items for completing the main quest of that adventure. And that's pretty much all you need to know to run Lewd Dungeon Adventures as a deity. If you're playing the game as a hero, you'll start by creating your character. You can download a free fillable character sheet on our website, www.lewddungeonadventures.com. Creating a character takes about 10 minutes and no real imagination. You start by picking your race. You can literally be anything you want, but you get no advantage for specific attributes. For instance, if you choose to be a winged creature, you are flightless. Wings are for aesthetics only. If you choose to be a small race, such as a gnome, you don't get bonuses for sneaking, or if you're a tall race, you don't get advantages for jumping over things. It is up to you whether or not you want to create a detailed backstory for your character, but it's completely unnecessary. Some people even just play as themselves, which is one great aspect about the game for players new to tabletop RPGs. All heroes start with 10 health points and the following inventory items. A 50-foot rope, which is used to climb things. Using it can sometimes reduce the difficulty of rolls. A fire starter. You will be going into a lot of dark places and you'll need this to light torches. A flask of alcohol. You absolutely have to have this item if you're going to play the drinking version of the game. If you're not going to play the drinking version of the game, you can use this as a tradable item as it really doesn't hold much other value. Lockpicks. These never break and are primarily used for the base version of the game. For languages, you start the game only knowing common. You can learn other languages along the way by being taught them by NPCs or earning language books as loot. All heroes start the game with their choice of one melee weapon and one ranged weapon, chosen from a short list. You also start the game with one limited spell and 2 unlimited spells. If you're familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, unlimited spells work the same way as cantrips. You can cast them an unlimited number of times. Limited spells can only be cast a limited number of times, as their name implies. When you start the game, you'll only be able to cast one limited spell per life. To cast a limited spell, in most cases, you will have to roll a hit, which is rolling a d6 to determine if the spell hits the creature you're targeting. If you miss, the spell is not expended. It does not get expended unless it hits. Once the spell hits, you'll not be able to cast it again until you die and respawn. You'll start the game with one available limited spell slot and two available unlimited spell slots. Every time you die and respawn, you'll have to pick which spells you want to take with you. Even if you know five limited spells, you can only pick one to use during that lifetime, so choosing wisely is important. The same goes for unlimited spells. If you know five, you can only pick two to use. As you play the game, you can pick up items that will expand the number of spells you can take with you. Which brings me to my next point. There is no leveling up in Lewd Dungeon Adventures. You grow stronger in Lewd Dungeon Adventures by the loot, spells, and equipment you acquire. Playing the game as a hero is pretty straightforward. The deity will tell you what you see, and you'll tell them how you will react to it, where you want to go, and what you want to do. Oftentimes, this will require you to make rolls to determine if you can find certain loot or overcome a certain obstacle. As a general rule of thumb, it's always a good idea to ask if you can search rooms. Many traps and treasures lie hidden and could be missed without proper investigation. Should the hero encounter a special scenario they aren't comfortable performing, they can switch to the drink or base version of that special scenario. The same goes for the deity. As the deity, if you read something you're not comfortable with, switch to the version of the special scenario that you are comfortable with. The various options are provided to help you create a game experience you and your partner will enjoy. Combat for the hero plays out similarly to how it does for enemies. When a hero encounters an enemy, if there's no precursory conversation that needs to take place, combat will typically ensue. To determine who goes first in combat, you will roll for turn order. Both the hero and the enemy or enemies will roll a d6. Whoever rolls the highest goes first, and so on and so forth. If the hero and the enemy tie, the hero will automatically go first. If two monsters tie, the deity can put them in whatever order they see fit. I typically do it in alphabetical order, however, if it's the same monster type, then it really doesn't matter. On the hero's turn, they will choose the enemy they wish to target, then roll to hit it with a d6. Different monsters have different difficulty levels to be hit. If the hero misses, it will then be the enemy's turn. If the hero's attack hits, they will then choose which weapon or spell they wish to use and roll for damage. The hero can also do the following things for their combat action. They can use an item, they can give someone an item, they can hide, they can interact with objects, or they can escape. Hiding behind a sturdy item such as a tree will grant a hero absolute cover, as in nothing will be able to attack them. As soon as the hero chooses to attack, they are no longer hidden until they use hide as their action again. The same applies to monsters and enemies. Hiding allows characters to stop and rethink their tactics. Unless stated otherwise, hiding is basically a pause for the game. If a hero wants to escape from a room that an enemy is in, they are allowed to do so as their action. However, as a result, the last enemy they were engaged with will have one last chance to attack the hero, regardless of turn order. If the enemy fails their roll to hit, the hero escapes without injury. If they do not, the hero takes any damage dealt. Unless specified otherwise, enemies cannot chase heroes outside of a room or area once they have successfully escaped. Should a monster try to escape, the same rules apply. That's pretty much it for how to play the game. If you're playing with multiple heroes, there are multiple hero modification sections throughout each adventure that will tell you how to run special scenarios for polycules, how to modify the various drinking games for larger groups, and how to handle obstacles for more than one hero. Overall, the game is fairly well balanced no matter what you try to throw at it. As always, the most important thing is to have fun. I hope you've enjoyed this guide on how to play Lewd Dungeon Adventures. If you're interested in the game, it can be purchased on DriveThruRPG or our website, www.lewddungeonadventures.com. I hope you have a great day, night, or whatever time it is when you're listening to this.